This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, guys. How are we doing over there? It's a very exciting day today. We've got so many great guests coming into the show. Also, my champion of the week this week, I'm very, very excited about, because it's been a long time coming and I haven't been able to talk about it. But a band that I've been very excited about for a long time and Nat's a big fan of has released a single that is going to be this week's Champion of the Week. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I'm going to make you wait until the end of the show. But stay tuned because I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later. I thought we'd kick off the show. Now, it's been a quiet, I was just saying to my producer, it's been a quiet couple of weeks musically, because you don't really tend to release in the first 2 weeks of January. Then the third week comes and every Tom, Dick and Harry's releasing a song, and they're all bangers, and it's very stressful to try and keep an eye on all of the different songs that are coming out. So we've got a lot to play today, but we're probably not going to get time to play all of it. We're going to kick off with Mabel's brand new banger. Now, last year was huge for this girl. She had more than 500 million streams, apparently. And she obviously had the sold out tour that ended last year. And she sold out Brixton's Academy. Imagine being an artist and you're kind of going up and up, and like you're leveling up with your performance areas, and then you sell out Brixton Academy. That is insane. She's doing really well. And her mum released a song as well, didn't she, last year as well? So she's got getting new music out, which is lovely jubbly. And anyway, this year, all very exciting. British Breakthrough Act nomination for the Brit Awards 2019. The Brit Awards is going to be an interesting one this year, I think. Gird your loins. I think we're going to have a good one. So if you haven't heard this already, it's her brand new banger, Don't Call Me Up. Mabel, big fan of Mabel. We've had her on the show before. She's a total babe. Very excited. I reckon there's got to be an album coming this year. I'd say like second half of the year, I guess, but we've got to be seeing an album soon.
When I'm underneath the bright lights, when I'm trying to have a good time, cause I'm good now, you ain't mine, nah, 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 don't call me up. When you're looking at my photos, getting hot, losing control, you want me more, now I let go, nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more, cause the truth, don't call me up. I'm going out tonight, feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Nah, nah, stick it up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But now I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk, so don't call me up. Cause I'm here looking fine, babe, and I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man, I should've listened to the back then. And now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more, cause the truth is without you, boy, I'm stronger. And I know you said that I changed with a cold heart, but it was your game that last, cause ooh, I'm over you. Don't call me up. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Nah, nah, take it out. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But now I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk, so don't call me up.
Don't call her. She will not answer the phone, okay? She's made that abundantly clear. Now, as I said, loads of new music coming out, but I'm going to go back a little bit with this next track because it's an artist that I have recently listened to. I got sent the album and I've only just got a chance to listen to it. It was dropped end of last year, J.I.D., and it is such a good album. It's called DiCaprio 2, and it's just... It's an album that if you've never heard him before, you could sit and listen to the whole thing and enjoy yourself. It's weird. I don't come across that very often where it's not just like one singular song or two or three songs on the album. You're like, oh, I love those, but the rest of it's a bit boring. This one's just really, really good. And I'm going to double play it with Boasty, which is the new offering from Wiley, Steph London and Sean Paul and Idris Elba. Who, maybe he's not the next James Bond, maybe he's the next biggest grime artist, who knows. In it, he actually raps about the fact that he was obviously the DJ at Meghan and Harry's wedding. He was like, am I a good DJ? Ask Meghan and Harry. Lols. Wonder if he's going to get sued for that. I'm sure he had to sign a non-disclosure. It's a strange collaboration, but I'm super into it. Sean Paul and Steph have obviously been getting together a lot lately. It's a massive track. Wiley's back. He had a bit of a... the last thing I kind of heard was that he was beefing a little bit, but now he's back doing what he does best, making some good music. It's co-produced by Toddler T and Mucky, and I think it's a banger. So we're going to double play that. First off, though, we're going to play Off D's by J.I.D. If you haven't checked out his album, it's called DiCaprio 2. It's very, very good. It kind of reminds... I was just talking about it, and it reminds me of, like, old school... It's a bit sort of... original hip-hop, I think. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, it's got the trap edge and it's got like the kind of like 2019 hip-hop, but it just transported me a bit and I'm a really big fan. So go and take a listen to the album. This is Off D's. Gangsta.
Daddy, watch.
Chase the money, chase the money.
Please, get on my dick, get on my dick. 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Get on my dick, 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Okay, East Atlanta playboy. Don't got much to say, boy. Cradle to the grave, and it's been like this is a slave boy. It ain't shit to pull up. Pick the fucking tool up. Screaming hallelujah. Pushing daisies and some tulips.
Itty bitty bitch. Niggas in the city with it. Pull up with a stick. 30 with a dick. So you in a minute, nigga. Put you in cement. Anybody get it, nigga. Anybody get shot to the top, nigga. Popping the shit. Got the drop on your crib. In the spot you live. You talking the shit, nigga. Stop it. I'm a god, I'm a king, I'm a giant. Nigga not trying. 40 my side. East side guy. Better been more white. DIY. I'ma try. I'ma die for what I believe in. We like to feast and I like to eat. Cannibal meat. I am not an animal, a beast. Riding with the hammer on the seat. Shotgun. Hand in my heat. Bodman. None of my freedom, nigga, get life with the white folks be. Online beef, not my motif. 4-5 me, ta-ta, go sleep. Don't mind the little me, little OG, J.I.D. I came in on the bull seat. May I be the cold nigga with the most heat. Niggas know, bro, you don't know me.
Get on my dick, 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Get on my dick, 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I'm better get whipped with a pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Okay. Legend out the 2-6, y'all know who the truth is. Crazy like a movie by that nigga Stanley Kubrick. Perfect time to pop up, wet you like the hot tub. Clean up aisle 7, damn somebody getting mopped up.
Pull up on the block, any meaning money more. You and every nigga that you know is getting pop. Fuckin' with a nigga ain't sitting in the box. Try to sneak this and I'm picking up the glock. I squeeze this, I be picking up the top. Style she kiss, yeah, I'm picking all the locks. Picking on nigga way bigger than I got. Bigger than a nigga that was kidding, got a cop. Terminator shit, I'm a robot with the chrome 4-5 that most don't got. One false move, get your moto shot. Turn a nigga whip to a photo op. Click, and the flows don't stop till I got more cream than coast don't got. Like a boatload, nigga, I'ma float on top till the grass don't grow and the wind don't blow and the popo don't kill niggas no more. I bought a funny round extendo. If a nigga wanna duck, then I'm playing duck hunt. In real life, not on Nintendo. Looking out the window like Malcolm X with the rifle. Climb the steps up the Eiffel. Barely broke a beat of sweat, whoa. Many hope to be the best, oh. Cannot fuck with me just yet, though. J.I.D. the closest thing to me. C'est la vie, my vocal range. Put it blood stains on Notre Dame hoodies. Hello, fiends, I brought no
Novocaine plus dopamine. You can load your veins with the product I slain. Niggas gon' honor my name. Boy, I'm a god in this game. Y'all niggas humming, I'm standing the same. Not in my lane, so I can't complain. Me and Ben Frank got a damn good thing going on. Way more than a random flame. Cold and jib with a tandem. Niggas can't stand them. Got a new anthem. Look at my whip. Spit on my wrist. Suicide. Those are my phantom.
Get on my dick. Get on my dick. 40 my hip. Load on my clip. Cannabis. Roll on my spliff. Hannibal. Look what I did. Edible. Got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Get on my dick. 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 Get on my dick.
Okay. Sucker. Something special. JID. Cold. Drop.
Trust the money.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Bang, hey.
Hey yo, Idris, tell them what they gonna take the piss. When you step in, step out, do that turn up in a diss. Body comfortable, I'm physically fit. I'm brown and sweet, just like the chocolate.
Yo, Wiley,
them ones don't like me. They done a pretty with the upper body. Shut down in the city with me bad girl pussy. Every man want piece of me. The back of them a pop and them a bun weed. Man want wine behind me, me off a move kind dusty. I'm looking for a brother who got hella pounds. 079, baby, I'm a hammer, did you stop?
Bossy. Bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Ayo, Sean.
Ayo. So when me spitty body with it, maybe gal I get with it. Spitty body with it, maybe gal I get. When me tippy body with it, maybe gal I get with it. Wind up your body and spin it. Girl, when you bubble out of trouble, boy, you give me this something, now turn it around and bring it. You're pressing it back on and on, if you push that button, my girl down, but I can't tame it. Once you broke out and fling it. Once your body shaking up to the limit. Once you wild out to wild it to S to the base, step London and mid on edges. Is it?
Bossy.
I came to rap, you know, do my thing. Sabi put me on the gram, you know, remix thing. Pull tight Wiley with the Pacino flow. Godfather part 2, call me De Niro. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. Disrespect, man, get a slap on the chin. Man a king in a top, oh Larry. Man a big DJ, Hawks, Megan and Harry. Boss, yeah, man a boss, yeah. I make a girl melt like a toast, yeah. I'll be this way someday. And I write for myself, no ghosting.
Needs a boy, got money in a bank and ready for roll and blaze up this tank and got the girls from Jam 1 to Hong Kong. The girl them champion in it.
Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. Fly around the world cause I'm bossy. Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy.
Bossy, lovely. Deus is here.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
Did you hear that song that features Idris Elba just then?
I did, yes. Wasn't re-listening properly, but I heard it.
Is it the first time you've heard it? You've never heard it before?
No, I didn't even know that was Idris Elba.
Yes, there he is. Oh, that last bit was Wiley, but he features in it. So he's taking a foray into the music industry.
That
I mean,
amazing.
He's a DJ anyway, but...
He's also Luther.
Oh, mate, yeah.
Don't get me side on Luther.
That was actually too deep for me, this series.
Oh, it was a bit, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I'm going to say something.
Oh, go on, say it.
But you know the bit right at the end with his partner?
Yes.
Like... not with the psychopath. When the psychopath does that thing to the partner,
yeah,
I was like, well, I'm done. This is ridiculous.
I was done. I mean, I'm in love with Ruth Wilson. I think she's amazing.
I sat but next to her on the train.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It was wow. It was super creepy because I was like, oh my God, is she a psychopath? Or
yeah,
is she
crazy?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, she does actually play other roles and very well.
She does. She was in... That recent,
Mrs. Brown.
Yeah.
Which is actually...
No, Mrs. Wilson.
Mrs. Wilson.
It was about her family.
Her family, yeah.
I thought that was insane.
Really weird.
And she played the part. I thought that is amazing.
She played her grandmother,
yeah,
didn't she?
Which yeah. I love her. If she's a psycho, I don't care.
Yeah, no,
I'd still
into
be
it.
Best friends.
I was super, like... sexually attracted to her as a psycho.
Same here. I had that sexual attraction.
A lot of
which
people's...
I found a bit weird, but
no,
I kind of liked
weird.
It at the same time.
But he feels it as well, so we're fine.
Yeah, if Luther feels it, then
but that
it's
is
acceptable.
What gets all of his friends killed, so awkward.
Oh, okay, let's just, yeah, let's forget that bit.
It's okay, because it's only pretend.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Now, let's talk about your music, which is what we're here for, you know. Otherwise, we'll spend 2 hours talking
yes.
about Luther. Your second single, Control, is what we're going to play today.
Oh, perfect.
But Escher Heart was your first. That's
yes, Escher Heart. Yeah.
That's your first release. It came out towards the end of last year. And it seemed, it was a song sort of like, from what I conceived, sort of about longing and love and relationships and a little bit sort of that kind of chemistry in it. And a lot of your songs you wrote, I saw in an article, are about a specific person and a romantic
yeah.
situation.
I think where Escher Heart, the concept behind it, is about being in love with things you're not supposed to be in love with. You know it's bad for you.
Okay.
And you know it's bad for you, but you can't stop. And that's kind of... And the Escher part, MC Escher is an artist.
Yeah.
And all his work is pretty crazy. It never ends. And the more you look, the more you see.
That stresses me out.
Yeah, it is pretty stressful. I mean, in my house, we have a lot of Escher artwork.
Oh,
so
God.
When I was a kid, I was like...
constantly
yes,
stressed.
I was stressed. I used to look and be stressed
yeah.
instantly.
But
so, yeah.
also inspired.
Yes, and inspired. I mean, he's insane. He's amazing.
Well,
so yeah, I guess the Escher part was like, you know, it never ends. Like, this is a never-ending torment.
And it's kind of something that people go do it over and over again as well.
Yeah.
In terms of relationships.
Yeah, you do it again. Next one, and it happens the same as it did before. It never changes.
And Control is sort of a bit more positive in a way, because it's talking about another controlling person, but you kind of win at the end.
Yeah, it's kind of that antidote to Escher Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you're in control of what you want to do. Your dreams, you can drive them.
That's quite powerful, that bit at the end, towards the end of the track, where you start to sort of say, but I'm in control and
yeah,
I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's me in control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of gives a little bit of extra emphasis to the track, I feel.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a very empowering track, I think.
And you're finally over the relationship
oh,
that you were
yes.
in. Yeah.
Finally.
I read about it and you were like, yeah, it's literally just happened.
Yeah, it was pretty intense, actually. I mean, I had a few, you know, months where I was really like...
sad.
Yeah. And it's hard to get yourself... because when you know, it's the same kind of thing with Escher Heart. When you're in love with something and you know it's not good for you, it's hard to kind of let it go and live without that. It's got, you have to... kind of rethink how you live your life and do it differently.
That's how I feel about McDonald's breakfasts.
Oh, don't get me started.
I have a long love affair with McDonald's breakfasts. Yeah,
I haven't had one for a while, actually.
I had
I feel
one yesterday.
Like it's a good thing I haven't.
Yeah, well, you're living the right life. I'm living still in love with something that is
it's bad
for
you.
Me.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about the power you regained at the end. Do you think that was part of how you got over the relationship, like writing these songs and realizing that you've regained the power?
Yeah, I do. I feel like it. I feel like the song as a whole is about power over my entire life. I feel like with the relationship as well, but in life in general.
Yes.
I feel like I'm finally in a position where I'm in control and I'm not letting people tell me, you know, no, this is what you should be doing. This is who you are. I feel I'm in a right space right now. And I think that's where it came from. I feel empowered and I feel like, you know, I can do what I want. I can drive my dreams and I can do, you know, the visions I have, I can play them out.
A great place to be, a great place to
yeah.
feel. A great place to feel? Sorry? What?
Lovely place to feel.
I love feeling that place a lot. But it is kind of a really great place to be because it takes a while to get there sometimes, especially in the music industry.
Yeah, I've been writing songs since I was 17 and I released my first one when I was 18.
How good was your first one?
My very, very first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
it's you don't want to hear it.
No, I do. I want to know, what was it about avocados or something?
I have an avocado allergy. It's really weird.
I really thought for 1 second you were going to say I have an avocado song. I was
no,
like, oh my God.
I could write one.
But an avocado allergy.
It's really weird, yeah. I can't eat avocado. My whole neck goes red and I can't breathe.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Maybe you should write a song about it.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Literally, I'm dying. Okay, steer clear. No avocados in the building, please.
Yes.
But seriously, what was your first song about?
My first song, it's crazy, was about a Greek goddess.
Okay.
Hera.
Okay.
So,
right. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm really like
wise beyond your years, apparently.
Well, when I was at primary school, I loved Greek mythology.
Yeah.
So I used to, you know, get all the books for Christmas and my birthday, and I'd sit and I'd read about Aphrodite, and aww, that's where my name comes from, because Deus is goddess in French.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did know that in the back of my mind, and you've just resurged
yeah
it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, so that's my first song.
But was it like, Aphrodite, you're really awesome,
no,
love you, babes?
No, it was like, and Hera, I hear her, she's one of my kind. It was really weird.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound as bad as I thought it would.
I thought it would be context, bad. It probably is.
No, I thought it was going to be like, you know, first song. But then I guess if you're born to be a songwriter, your first song's not going to be that bad.
I think it's when you're a songwriter, I think where, because clearly you're into music and everything, I think where you listen to so many people and you, you know, learn songs on guitar and you're like, I want to be like this person, and you play their song. I think subconsciously you take that in. And I think the structure goes in your head, and the songwriting goes into your head and everything. And I think you just kind of, when it comes to writing a song, you kind of really know how to do it.
Is there anyone that you would say, if you were sort of not talking literally, because I know that songwriting is a personal thing, but is there someone you say you've pulled a lot of inspiration from, i.e. you like listen to their songwriting, you were like, that's how I want to songwrite? Not necessarily copying, but like that's who inspired you to songwrite.
Yes. Lana Del Rey is definitely one. I mean, I think she's amazing. Like, her songs are just another world to me. You get transported into another world, which I think with songwriting is really important. I think you have to be transported somewhere different to your current moment. Mm. So,
yeah. She is your Uber.
She is my Uber, as well as Kate Bush. But Kate Bush is my Uber executive.
I really thought you were going to say Kate Bush. In my head, I was like, Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Kate Bush.
She's Uber executive. She's like the big, the
expensive
one.
Yeah, she's an Uber exec that you don't really order because it's like, even though like it'd probably work out about £3 more expensive.
Yeah, you just,
I mean, it's a waste of money that none of us need in our lives, but we need Kate Bush in our lives.
We need Kate Bush, yes. She is amazing. And she comes from Kent, which is...
Does she?
Yeah, that's, I feel so close to her.
Basically, your sisters.
Yes.
Of different eras.
Yes.
No, I think that both of those make sense with your writing and the songs that you've created. Lana Del Rey, I think, is interesting as well because she's going back to that old school like mystery surrounding her as a songwriter and as an artist, because she just doesn't kind of want to be involved. She's famous, but it's like... being famous, but also being unknown.
Yeah, she's very distant, I feel.
Distant,
yeah,
that's
like
the word.
She's for the art. She's definitely like, I will go into the studio and write a song, and that's all I'm going to do.
And she's got the sass.
She definitely has the sass, yeah. She doesn't need to
do anything. I like seeing videos when I'm like bored, if I'm on YouTube, and there's videos that are like Lana Del Rey being bitchy 8 times. And I love that because it's like her
million
just being...
views.
Yeah. And it's her just like sassing random people. Yeah. I just love things like that.
Well, like Lana Del Rey, rude to paparazzi.
Yeah, my favourite.
literally,
clickbait is my...
Yes, the best.
Love it.
I love it.
You recently played the 5-day forecast for Line of Best Fit with all of the girls that have been on this show.
Perfect.
Emily
it was
Burns,
great.
Call Me Loop, Millie Turner. Millie came in end of last year and so did Emily. And then Call Me Loop we've had in a few times. Brilliant lineup.
Yeah. Oh, and it was all female lineup, which is great.
Yes.
Amazing.
How was the night?
I really loved it. It was so much fun. It was sold out, which is great.
Wonderful.
Completely packed. And I kind of looked out on the stage like, Oh, there's a lot of people.
And it's
here.
One of those nights where people genuinely are coming to hear probably music they haven't heard before.
Yeah, that's
it's
a
not
nice
like,
thing.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, you're going to play a crowd. Maybe there's not going to be any people. It's like, no, these are dedicated music people who want to
listen.
Yeah,
they're like new music people who want to find the new, you know, new artists.
And here you are, new artist.
And here I am. Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
I know, perfect.
And it was your first show with a band.
Yes, it was my first show with a band. I was really nervous before the show. Because I thought, oh, we only had 3 days rehearsal. I had to go up to Bath for the rehearsal. So I was like, oh, no. We had 4 days apart. And then we didn't have any practice before. So the show was like
that must feel weird, yeah.
It did feel weird. But the two guys are amazing. Mark and Pete are amazing.
Good old Mark and Pete.
Yes, good old Mark and Pete. Shout out.
Shout out to the boys.
But they, really super professional. Know what they're doing. They really had it. And I think that was the reason why we pulled it off so well.
Yeah, and yeah. did you get to chat to the other girls? Did you?
Yes. Oh, Emily Burns is really, really nice.
Isn't she?
Super nice.
Isn't she? Mm.
She plays football as well.
She's an awesome girl. And actually, the reason I got... Because I got... I found out about you by that gig. Because I know all of them. So I was like, oh, wow, this lineup's incredible. And then I was like, right, we should... Me and my producer were talking about it. And we were like, let's get the people in from this gig. Because it's a great... And obviously, we'd already got... three of you.
Who's
so we thought we've got to have the fourth. But Emily, actually, I'm going to reveal who my champion of the week is. Ritual, who's a band that I'm really keen on. The reason I found out about Emily is because she writes with a band that I'm really like close with.
And,
So she's an amazing songwriter
as well. Yeah.
Also enjoy her the aggression she lets out in her music in terms of relationships. I just love.
She's so frank.
Yeah.
It's
I just love it.
No cutting corners. Just. I'm going to go for it, which is great.
Also love, and we talked about this a lot when she was in the show, but like the queer identity of her music, which is something that's becoming more...
Yes, I agree. I think it should become bigger as well. I think there's a lot more space for it.
It's becoming bigger in film as well. Like in the last year, I've watched three female gay films, which is
not great. It's how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, it should, yeah.
It's becoming sort of easier. Easier, which is a nice...
Easier, which I never know why it was hard before.
No.
Yeah, it should always have been this way.
Exactly. So what's next for you? What's the plan for the rest of the year? How's it going so far? Are you loving life?
I'm loving life. It's great. I mean, we've got Spotify love. We're getting Spotify playlists, which is amazing.
So important.
Yeah, so important
because
these days.
That is literally how I get most of my inspiration. If I've got a busy week, I follow like 15 playlists on all different platforms.
Yeah.
And I just go through as I'm walking from one place to the other and I'm like, bam, 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 I've got to listen to all the new songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's literally the best way to kind of get heard.
Yeah, we got the pop playlist this morning.
Wow, congratulations.
I was like, I looked on it and I was like, oh my God, the pop list? Like, what? It was wonderful. Like, yeah. I don't know what to say really. Sometimes I get really speechless, like, oh, this is really happening.
But it actually does have a big spike in listenership, doesn't it? Because it means that people who like me click on it and just do shuffle play.
Yeah.
You're not there to hear the music that you hear every day. You're there to hear something different.
New. Yeah.
And are you going to be doing any further gigs that we can come and see you at?
I think I am. I don't have any confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely in the pipeline.
In the summer. Summer's coming up.
Summer's coming up.
Festival season,
yeah.
All that jazz. But are you going to be releasing any more? What's the plan for releases?
We're definitely releasing more music this year. Definitely.
Because obviously you've just dropped Control, so we'll let you off for a minute. But when do you think we could expect to hear? What have you got in the bank?
Oh, that'd be telling.
Yeah. Are you in the studio a lot at the moment?
Yes, I'm working with these great guys, actually, called... their production name is Opera, but to me, they're George and Nat.
George and Nat,
yeah,
big up.
They're amazing. I mean, I'm so happy I found them. They were definitely a wild card, but it was a great wild card.
And now it's kind of, you found that link. Is it going to change the style or is it still?
No, I think it's still going to be, you know, my kind of sad but empowering self.
That's what we want.
Yes.
No, but like sometimes you can completely change your style and it's a bit like, oh, wait.
We do have one really pop, you know, fast paced song, but I think it's...
You've got to get a banger in there somewhere.
Yeah, you do. You have to, but it's still pretty... sad if you like
listen, we like a bit of morose and then just a random pop banger in the middle,
like hello.
That's like Grace Carter when I went to see her recently. She was like, I'm really sorry guys, you're just going to be sad for about 15 minutes now. But when you watch someone performing that kind of music live, it's so breathtaking that you don't need it to be like, we don't need everybody to make
like hits and bangers.
Exactly.
I mean,
we don't need everyone to make club songs. It can be
I think that bit's changing as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of artists who are putting out things that aren't, you know, poppy and bangery, and you know, it's different. And it's more accepted. People take to it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because music is more accessible now. So before it was like you listened to the radio and that was all you knew.
All you heard. Yeah.
And whereas now it's like, oh, I have playlists for when I feel sad. I have playlists for when I'm like at the gym. I have playlists for new music. So it's you can tune into your own mood, which is weird, but. Awesome.
Yeah, great at the same time.
Should we play a little bit of Control?
Yes, go. Yeah.
Make sure you send us everything, you know, the next time you drop. We want to hear it.
I will.
And everybody stay locked. It's @DayesMusic on Twitter and @Dayes on
Instagram.
Just that.
Yeah. Someone has taken my Twitter name.
Oh, mate.
And it's someone who hasn't even posted, has zero followers, and probably comes from Thailand.
Oh, mate. It's the worst. There is a few Harriet Roses, but I'm at peace with it now because I am Harriet Rose on everything.
Yes.
But I managed to get that.
Yes.
And I was chuffed because I've got it on everything.
Didn't want Deus music, but I've got to have it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we can still find you.
Cool.
We'll find you, babe.
You might find some other kind of, you know.
Maybe I'll tweet some abuse at Deus, who doesn't have a Twitter account.
Yes, please.
So this is Control. Do you want to introduce it for us? Because you're probably better at that than me.
Yes. Okay. So this is my second single called Control. It's about self-belief and empowerment and being able to do exactly what you feel like you want to do at the time and driving all your dreams and your goals the way you want it to be driven.
You said I wouldn't survive without your controlling. I can't stop reliving your lies 'cause I took them all in. How can you say that you care? Leave me in pain with nothing left nights alone in my head, bawling. I was bawling. Now it's me in control. It's you on your own. And how dare I? You can't deny I'm proving you wrong. It won't go unnoticed. It won't go unknown. And how dare I? You can't deny I'm proving you wrong. You said I wouldn't survive and I'd just fade slowly. But I've never felt more alive. Now you don't own me. Own me. Left me in chains, both hands tied. How do you even sleep at night? Knowing, just knowing.
Hey, what's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah. How much money you got? How much money you got? How much money you got? How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flop?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many niggas you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many niggas done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thoughts.
Every day that I'm alive, I'ma ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told
my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Make a couple bucks. My heart so cold I could put it in my cup. Game versus the world, me and my dog, it was us. Then you went and wrote a statement and that really fucked me up. My brother lost his life and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny, I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flop? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs. A lot.
I drove back home, 6 hour drive, 6.5. Before I left, I stopped by and seen my nigga 21 in the studio. He had two of his kids with him right in the studio. That's when I knew. Stand up nigga, I love seeing shit like that.
Question. How many faking they streams? Getting they plays from machines. I can see behind the smoke and mirrors, niggas ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything. Everybody got their thing. Some niggas make millions, other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come my nigga 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they fucked up a shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. And that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrid, you stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band. This shit when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greatest revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission. Submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flop? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs. A lot.
A Lot by 21 Savage. Baby joins me right now in the studio, right ahead of her set tonight at Shackle Alarms. How you doing, babe?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We were just discussing your name, Baby, Babby, because there's two pronunciations.
There is.
Which is exciting because you never know what someone's going to say.
I also, when people ask me, I'm always like, oh, it's just a mystery. You can say it however you want.
I like that though, because as a presenter, it's very difficult sometimes if people have got a name that you're not sure.
It's sometimes really hard. I get names wrong all the time.
Yeah, same. Oh, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. So how are you excited for tonight? What's the plan? You've just gone and dropped all your stuff off.
Yeah.
Very exciting. It's a nice kind of new music venue. Have you been there before?
I actually played there last month as well.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So you're used to it. You know the vibe.
Yeah, it's fun. I've played there a few times.
Oh, sick. Yeah. And is there any other venues in London that you kind of feel... Because I feel like Shackle was one of those venues, a bit like Birthdays, which is now shut down, I think.
Really?
Yeah, someone said to me the other day that birthdays are shut down, and I was like,
I saw someone have it on their Instagram story.
Okay, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
But venues like that where it's really nice kind of venue to play to get to know a crowd. And
I think those like kind of smaller venues are kind of nice, and you're always like welcome back and stuff, which is kind of cool. You get like kind of comfortable.
Exactly. And do you find that you're getting some new fans as well? People that are just kind of in there enjoying the music, coming to see you?
Any show, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like play shows that are really tiny, like silly things, and like just like one person could be like a really interesting person that like leads to something else. So
what's amazing is that one person can then tell their 50 friends about it, you know?
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
Nothing's too small.
So you dropped your first track, Phantom, in November of last year.
Yeah.
And you've kind of been working on the project for a minute, haven't you? And because I saw on your tweet you were talking about how it wasn't necessarily the easiest process to actually decide to do it, to become, you know, Baby.
Yeah.
How did that work? What was the kind of push to make you be like, I want to release music myself now?
I don't know. I think I used to be in a band, and it all kind of fell apart, and everything that I was doing at the time of my life kind of all fell apart at the same time. And I lost a lot of confidence. And so I was like really frightened to kind of like get back on the ladder, like trying to do music again and stuff. And I moved back to my hometown where I met Adrian Sherwood, who's like a dub producer. And at the time I had no idea who he was. And I was like, who the hell is this guy that keeps telling me to come to his studio? And how the hell does he know I do music? Because I was like keeping it a secret. But he's like friends with an old family friend of mine, so that's probably why he knew. But yeah, he kept like pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. And then I was like, whatever, I'll go around. And like, and it was like kind of fun. And so then I kept going there. I mean, like, I'd started making more songs again, and it just kind of happened naturally, I guess. It wasn't like I need to do music again. It was just kind of like, I don't know, it just kind of came back. It was nice.
And how are you feeling now about it? Is it feeling just a natural moment that you're really enjoying?
Yeah, it's like not forced at all, which is really nice, because I didn't go in with the intention of like doing a big music thing again and like trying really hard to like get to something, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it's nice. It's kind of like a natural climbing up a mountain kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a really wonderful story. It's really lovely to hear that you know, it's that classic thing of falling off the horse and taking your time but getting back on it, and it not feeling forced, it not being like you need to do this. It's like about you and you as a musician and how that process, because I mean, you wouldn't be the Baby that you are now if you'd done it straight from the band. Like, you'd be a different person. It's like your music has come from that gap and that time.
I don't think it would have worked as well. I think it's like really important sometimes to just take a break and just like let things happen like naturally, and like just go with the flow of what's going on in life.
Yeah, I think everything happens for, I sort of live by that, everything happens for a reason. So you have to go through those shit bits to get to the great bits.
You've got to go up and down.
Exactly. And now you've dropped another single, Seizure, this week.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Really exciting to drop so quickly after the first one. How did that feel? Were you really excited?
Yeah, well, actually, like, a lot of the songs are quite old, because I started it a long time ago.
I know, because the first one was like a couple, because you wrote on your on your Twitter about how it was like from a while ago when you were feeling like a different person.
Yeah, it was like a different era for me when I wrote all the songs, but it's really nice to just get them into the world finally.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
And it is the case for most musicians, like most stuff is sort of been in the bank for a couple of years and been working, especially if you're working with an electro producer who's kind of, you know, dubby, making it.
Well, I only did a couple of the songs with Adrian Sherwood in the end, just because he's like amazing and I love him and he's like family to me, but he's really busy and sometimes really hard to lock down. So in the end, I was like, I just want to make this happen now.
And so but he gave you that confidence, which is really great.
Yeah, he was a big part of it, really. I don't know, of making it work.
The production's really cool. It's the kind of like electro-pop genre, if you can really put a genre on it, but the production's sort of airy and mystical, and I like how it builds and kind of drops throughout the tracks. Like, it's like a kind of journey that you go on. What's the production process for you like? Are you heavily involved in it? How does it work?
All myself, pretty much. So
your laptop?
Yeah, just my laptop. Yeah. Some of the earlier songs have like hardware stuff in, but now I'm literally just on my laptop, like to the extent where I don't even use a MIDI keyboard anymore. Like, I literally just use the keyboard on my computer to make the sounds.
Which is crazy. Like, the technology developments is just like nuts.
There's like no velocity or anything like that, so it's kind of crap in that way, but I don't know.
But when you perform live, you go back to using the
hardware stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I like refuse to use a laptop when I play live as well, because I don't rely on it. I get too frightened, and I think it looks better and it's more fun.
It's more performative, definitely, yeah. To kind of, for us to be able to see how it's made as well.
Yeah. Well, it's not how it, this is an illusion.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, for us, it's like watching the process, you know?
Like putting the pieces together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you perform? Do you get nervous before you go on stage, or are you quite a confident performer?
It depends. If I've been playing lots of gigs, then I'm more confident. If I'm a bit rusty or whatever, then I'm get a bit scared. but I don't know. Mostly I feel all right. I get a bit nervous all the time, obviously.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
You need that. Your LP, Hide, is coming out this year.
Yeah.
This is your... Seizure's actually your favourite song, you said, from the LP.
I think so. It changes on a weekly basis.
Okay. What is it this week?
There's a song called Poison that I really like.
Are you vibing that right now?
Well, yeah, because I changed the end of it recently, so maybe that's why.
It's really cool that you kind of have this relationship with your songs and you're working on them in that way, because the passion will be there.
Yeah.
If you feel like that, you know?
I guess so. Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with this record, but...
when do you think you're going to drop it?
Probably in the middle of this year, I think.
Cool. Yeah. So we haven't got too long to wait.
May? Is that the middle of the year? Before the middle of the year.
Before, in the next few months. Okay, yeah. Cool. What can you tell us about the rest of the EP? What can we expect? Is there anything you can kind of give away before we hear it?
I don't know what secrets there are.
We'll have to find them for ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's called... What's the LP going to be called?
Hide.
Hide, that's it. Yeah.
And it's all about secrets, which is kind of ironic that I just said I don't know what the secrets there are.
I love it. And are you still making tracks, or have you got them all now?
It's all been finished for a while, that record. I've actually got another one as well finished.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just rack them up, babe. Yeah. Rack them up. What's the next one called? Or is that too early to say?
I'm not quite sure yet.
We'll let you release this one first.
Yeah. Let me think about the other one.
what would you say was your biggest inspirations musically? Because as you said, you were in a band to start with.
Yeah.
And then you've now gone solo and gone a little bit more electronic in the vibe. But is there any sort of specific artist that you keep going back to listening to that have inspired you?
There's not that many, actually. I feel like I'm inspired by just a mash of things, but I guess everyone could say that. There's one record that always sticks out for some reason, and it's Joanna Newsom.
Oh, okay.
YS.
I've not heard it.
Oh, she's amazing. I used to really love it when I was a teenager, but it's something that I continually have continued to listen to every year, since I was 15.
I love
something.
Those kind of tracks.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, she's a harp player and she sings and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird. It's off the beaten track a little bit from what... I guess, I don't know, maybe the kind of whimsicalness of it is kind of similar. But yeah, I don't know.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Well, what time are you playing tonight? When can everyone come and check you out?
Really early, at 8 o'clock.
Mate, I love early gigs. I much prefer...
Get to bed.
Yeah. Or at least time to eat some food afterwards or something, you know? I love to eat food. That's how I generate all of my plans.
I can enjoy the rest of the evening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, everyone needs to get down to the Shacklewell Arms tonight and go and see Baby. Thank you so much for coming and stopping by before your show. Please make sure you send us all of the... new tracks when they drop as well.
Oh yeah, of course.
And maybe come back and maybe we can do a live thing in the studio.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be so fun. Okay, well can you introduce Seizure for us?
Yeah. This song is called Seizure and I made it all by myself.
I dreamt of how disposable you made me feel.
Radio presents. Callum
McSwiggan. I am joined by some incredible drag queens from Denim.
We love the idea of queer Trojan horse. How can you smuggle politics to people who are not willing to receive them? And then they're receiving them and enjoying it. And they go, oh, I do have a part in this. We can bring over audiences through a pop aesthetic. Then once the audience are in the room and we've given them the covers that they were expecting, pull the rug from under their feet and get them to sing along to a song about fisting until they didn't realize it was about fisting.
Every Wednesday. From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome Charlotte OC to the studio.
Hiya.
Hiya love.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good. A bit car sick actually, but I'm alright.
Why?
I don't know, just this car that was in was super smooth.
What, too smooth?
Yeah.
Was it one of those silent cars?
I don't know what it was, but definitely it's not for me. It's a no from me.
Was it an Uber?
Yeah. So, sorry if I...
You got seats
everywhere.
Okay, I'm ready to catch it if you do.
Oh,
an exciting week for you. You dropped not this week, but the other day you dropped the satellite video.
Uh-huh.
Loved it.
Oh, thank you.
Very sexy alien thing that you were going out with. I want to say man, but who knows?
No,
ambisexual.
Yeah, man. Gender fluid.
Yeah. Thing.
Yeah. No, it was so much fun doing it. It was fun doing it in Manchester as well. And my manager had the idea for the video. And we just like wet ourselves, like just thinking about it. And I was like, either this is just like our humour or it is actually genuinely just really funny. And
no, then it was very funny.
And then it's weird as well. It kind of feels like a Twin Peaks-y kind of eerie kind of thing. So yeah, I was super happy with it, but it was quite scary at the same time, being that honest visually.
It was beautiful though. The way it's shot is it's definitely shot by someone who knows what they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have concepts of a video and then it doesn't quite come through.
Come across, yeah, no.
But it was really like funny and interesting, like that... I mean, I really love that you had Space Invaders in it. One of the world's greatest
the best
snacks.
Crisp. Yeah, love that crisp.
They've gone up in price, though, I think. They used to be like 5p.
You can't find them anywhere,
no.
though, I don't think.
You can There's
the
a
rarity.
Shop opposite the station that sells Space Invaders.
Right.
You're welcome.
Good to know.
Yes. Also, I feel like they're that kind of snack that's like made of nothing.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like when you eat it, it doesn't feel like any...
a pom bear.
Yeah, exactly like a pom bear. It's like, did I even eat anything just
which
then?
Which is a nice feeling, really.
100%. I love to eat things that don't fill you in any way. I need 100 packets of Space Invaders to even exist. But yeah, he seems like a nice chap. Did you take it any further with the alien man? Or
behind camera?
Yeah, you never know.
No, babe. Absolutely not.
He went back to space and you went back home.
Yeah, he did one. He like left me stranded, and like that was the whole idea of it. Just like it wasn't that amazing in the end, and he like
well, it's just the same as everybody,
isn't it?
The story of life,
exactly.
But then you find the one, and then well, sometimes, and then it's great.
Yeah, you do.
And aliens, you know, he probably would have ended up doing something weird, like you know, you never know.
It's not worth even thinking about, really. Is
exactly.
It?
You don't know what was it like under those trousers. You don't know.
Do you know if you've watched Shape of Water?
No, I haven't. But I know what you're talking
There's
about.
A bit where she explains what it's like when they like
have sex,
and
what's it like?
It opens up like an egg, and she just does this like thing where she puts her hands together and then opens it up, and then she just like says that it grows out. Oh, it's amazing.
I thought you meant that it was like. Just an egg that she then had sex with the egg. Which sounds really weird. But also I just...
Easter special. No.
Yeah. Just a couple of sort of lint eggs smashing together. Sounds beautiful. But yeah, I can imagine his was probably similar to that. Potentially. You never know.
Bless him.
Listen, open to it. That's all I'm saying. So Satellite was... You dropped it at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Is it a different angle for you? Do you feel different about this track than you did with your debut album?
Yeah, totally. It's the first track, I think, for ages. There was an EP that I released years ago called Colour My Heart. And the whole vibe of that was, you know, quite ethereal, electronic, had a Fleetwood Mac, Kate Bush element to it. And then as the album came along, I kind of lost that and I... was surrounded by, not surrounded by, but I just kind of was getting influenced and losing that whole true me.
Yes.
And following what was happening around the time and thinking I need to be poppy, I needed to be this, I need to be that, when really that's so not me. And I think this was the track where I actually just went back to where I was originally, and it was the first track. I remember ringing my manager and just being like, sonically, this gets me going so much. It just, I don't know, it was all the sounds that I've ever wanted to hear with my voice. And it was, you know, a lot of the EP that's coming next is not necessarily like that, but it was a moment and an emotion that sounded like that, and I needed it to be like that, if that makes sense.
Total sense. And I feel like a lot of artists that I have in the studio have had a similar experience, where there's maybe people telling them to do one thing, or in that moment you feel like, I need to be this person.
Yeah.
And the minute you realise that's not the case, and actually just being yourself is the way,
yeah,
it's
totally
really enlightening.
Yeah. But
and incredibly difficult.
Well, it's just, you've got to be brave, really. And it's also been surrounded by people that allow you to be brave, and I didn't necessarily have that. You know, I've had a great experience, but with everything that I've done, but there was always this element of not really feeling that comfortable. And even to express that idea as in a video, and to actually put that across was brave in itself, just to be like, that's my sense of humour massively. And it was just, I don't know, I feel like I've kind of arrived.
I need more of this.
It's like, coming, don't worry.
More. Are you going to do some more fun videos?
Not necessarily fun, they're just a bit dark and weird. I think they're going to get darker and weirder.
Sorry, I didn't really explain that well. I'm a bit weird and dark.
I can tell,
so,
babe.
So my fun is that. That's fun for me. I did my dissertation on horror films. I like dark shit.
Yeah, so.
And for me, like, when I had a guest in recently whose music video was just a full horror film, and I was like,
amazing.
Literally, this is, my research is just fun now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But yeah, so you said you're going to be dropping an EP soon.
Yes. Around May, I think.
Is it fully formed? Is it in, or are you still working on tracks on it?
I'm writing constantly, but the bulk of it is just there, and it
you never know. You might just have a song that you like when you're right. I know what you mean. It's like, it's done, but if suddenly a song came out of you that was like,
yeah, and which happened the other day. But the solid thing is there, and yeah, it just feels really good. But it's also the most scared I've been, but it's a nice scared. It's not like, oh my god, this is so not me.
Yeah, it's not dread. It's like it's like good fear.
So, yeah,
an exciting year. And also, it's just been announced that you're going to play South by Southwest in Austin.
Indeed,
that's sick, because it's a really, that's another locus of just like the best possible place to be as an artist. That's, especially as you're kind of showing off a new sound.
Totally. No, I did it a couple of years ago, and it's again the same thing where I wasn't necessarily happy with what, I just was really young and a bit insecure, and there was a lot going on, and I couldn't really get my head around it, and it was just a bit of a different experience. So I think this time I'm just very excited. It just feels like it's going to be nice.
That's so nice to see, though, because it's like that, that's going to come across in the music, and it already has, like with Satellite. Exactly as you say, you're going to make these videos that make you happy and are fun. Mm-hmm. But also for people like me, I'm watching it and I'm having, it's not just a generic, not saying that generic videos are bad, because there's a purpose and a place for everything.
Totally.
But it's really exciting to have that. Okay, cool. I'm actually, this is where I want to go.
Yeah.
And for just FYI, for people like me who watch videos for a living and like research for a living, it's really fun to see inside, even
Thank
if I didn't
you.
Like that kind of thing, to see inside someone's mind more than just the premise of a normal video is cool and fun.
And I think that's like, you know, that's what I've been doing for ages. I always did these videos, and they're beautiful, but they were never really like
you,
me. And also my music, there's two sides of me, really, because like I am very emotional, and I am my songs are quite dramatically sad and honest, and then there's this other side of me that's just silly. So it's about, and it's, I think that's where I've kind of struggled a little bit to really come across, because I've never really merged those two things together. So it just feels, that's why it's as well so scary.
Yeah,
because maybe it shouldn't be merged, but I'm just gonna try anyway.
And the themes of the EP, are you sticking to similar vibes as Satellite, or is it going to be, you know, different vibes on each track, or how is it sort of laying out so far?
Every track is... The next one that I'm releasing is called Boyfriend. Don't know what it is actually like sonically. It feels really... without... I know everyone says this about their tracks, but it does feel kind of unique with a lot of the stuff that's going on. And there's a slight 60s element to it. And there's a warmth to it, and it's quite happy, but it's quite sad in the lyrics as well.
Yeah. Which is an interesting dynamic. I like when that happens, but it's like the tone of the track is happy, but what you're actually talking about is...
Well, yeah, it's just, I'm basically saying, like, I don't want a boyfriend, so why am I sat here holding your hand? And it's about the whole situation of the routine you go through trying to find somebody, and then you're there and you're like, I don't actually fancy you at all. And then just like, but you're like, but we're in a relationship now, so I'm just going to stick this out for a year maybe. It's just basically about that. And the all tracks of... They've all got their own little mood, but I think Satellite is definitely the most electronic.
So it's a nice one to start with then.
Yeah, just for setting the tone, but I'm probably going to throw you off course a little bit.
Setting the tone to not set the tone, which is kind of the right thing to do, because it's like you're setting the tone that you're not prescribing to one tone.
Yeah.
Just say tone loads of times.
Just did.
Yeah, just wicked. Basically keep saying tone until everyone looks like they understand.
Also,
do you know what I mean?
When you like forget what that word actually means.
Yeah, or how it's pronounced. It's like tone.
With squirrel the other day. Like squirrel is squirrel. So, also the fact that squirrel. We even say it and act normal.
Squirrel is a really fucking funny word. Why have I never noticed that? Squirrel. Squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Because some people say squirrel.
Exactly.
Some weird people.
They should not be allowed anywhere.
No, squirrel. Squirrel. Now I can't stop saying squirrel. But also squirrels in themselves are fucking weird
they're
animals.
Amazing.
Yeah, but there's just like, what do you do, squirrel? You just
I love
always...
that there's like shit ones as well. Like there's like the mean ones.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's hilarious. It's like the ones that tried to kill all the other ones. It's like some kind of Lord of the Rings of the squirrels. The red ones versus the grey ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Nature, eh? We're like bloody David Attenborough here. So when is when is Boyfriend coming? Are we allowed to know?
Yes. Sean.
Sean, is she... Hold on.
Sorry. What a typical
22nd. 22nd.
Yeah.
The 22nd of... February, because it's the 24th of Jan.
Exactly.
So not long, and we're going to get a video for that.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my God. Also, the theme means that it's going to be, I think it's going to be an enjoyable video.
It's gruesome.
Oh, is it? Literally gruesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love gruesome shit.
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo. Shall we play some Satellite then?
Come on then.
Lovely. Well, thanks, Charlotte, for coming.
It's all right.
It's been a pleasure to see you. Looking forward to the EP.
Thank you.
Are you going to be, by the way, before we go, performing in the UK? Because I know you're at South by Southwest, but when can we next catch you here? When the EP drops, I guess.
Yes. So we've got, I also need to mention tomorrow, there's an acoustic version of Satellite coming out.
Oh, sick.
And a live video of it. And then I've got some shows coming up around the release of the EP in
Perfect.
London.
So around about May.
Like Manchester, Berlin, Amsterdam.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
All the good places.
All my favourite places.
Perfect. All right, this is Satellite. Charlotte OC, thanks for joining us, babes.
Thanks for having me.
There's a wall around your body. You're scared to love somebody. There's a wall around your words. And that's all right with me. Yeah, that's all right with me. I don't mean to cause no harm as I sit with you in your car. I don't mean to break your heart. If it's not right for you, I won't fight with you. See you sitting like you said. About to sink. Let's not
overthink, 'cause I'm alright with this. If you don't have time for this, see you soon. Thank you.
bury me, that song. Just get everything, put it on the credit card, even though you haven't got any money. Seven Rings. It's going to be on her fifth studio album, Thank You Next, which she showed the artwork for today. It's going to be 12 songs. And it's coming February 8th, so not long. That girl is relentlessly working, though. Seriously. Constant releases. She's been a bit of hot water, though, for Seven Rings, because everybody's sort of saying that it was there, that she's maybe copied a bit from them. Ariana, yeah, taken inspiration from artists like Soulja Boy, Princess Nokia and 2 Chainz. So she's in a bit of hot water, but I know that she's openly apologised to Princess Nokia. I'm not sure about not sure about the others. She's quite like vocal on Twitter and stuff about things like that. Like, I wonder what she's kind of. It must be weird as an artist like that, because, you know, production and stuff, is it all her? You know, how much of it is from other producers and other writers? I don't know. But she has been sort of apologising and making sure that people know, I think. But don't hold me to that. Go and check out. She's also released the. Yesterday she released the track list, which is Imagine, Needy, NASA, Bloodline, Fake Smile, Bad Idea, Makeup, Ghosting, In My Head, Seven Rings, Thank You Next, and Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. I like the sound of that one. Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Up next, we're going to play Twerk featuring Cardi B. Cardi B, who's been bringing me so much joy on social media of late. Really love, love, love. The Waverin next as well. But before that, let's play a little bit of Cardi B. Please go and check out, I don't know if you've seen, she talked a little bit about politics online the other day, and someone made a sort of like trap remix of it, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. This is a track she did with City Girls, taken from their album Girl Code. The video is visual. If you haven't seen it, real visual. Visual, visual. Visual twerking. I want a slim fine woman with some twerk with her. Brody. I want a slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I want a slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I want a slim fine woman with some twerk with her. It, baby, stick it, baby, move it, baby, lick it, baby, suck up on that click into that pussy, got a hickey, baby, watch big, coulda brought a Range Rover, chain little, but I spent some change on it, nigga mad, I'ma put the gang on him, they'll die about me, they'll bang on him, in the ass poked out, the frame on him, pussy so good, he got my name on it. Itty pretty on the realest in the city. Only fucking with the plug. Got a nigga worth a billy showing up. Only talk about bands when he hit me. Chose him, he ain't pick me, and we never doing quickies. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. Twerk. Cardi to the stage. This sound like Cardi with the braids. Jermaine Dupri, baby, money in a thing. This pussy wild, then she throw it in the case. See my lifestyle, this ice down. I be dripped up, then we wipe it down. I see them hoes looking cold, looking stiff. Thick bitch, God's gift to a dick. Drop low, look back, shit that, shit that. I just drop kick, got back, six pack, six pack. I just drop song, hit chart, impact, impact. Stop that. Check it, snack, bitch, better relax. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. Twerk, 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 twerk. Too rude for a soft nigga, need a boss nigga, floss nigga, who don't give a fuck what it cost nigga. I can buy my own, but I'd rather spend y'all nigga. Tell them pussy ass hoes, I don't want y'all niggas. Got a penthouse up in a mandolin. So when you get this pussy, better handle it. I'm a top notch bitch, need some top notch dick. Move like a G5 when you land in it. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine woman with some twerk with her.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I got a crush on Steph Glassmith. Forever make you feel so alone. I'm sorry if I never ever pick up my phone when you really need me.
G Flip, Drink Too Much. That's a brand new banger. I'm a very big fan. The WAV are joining me in the studio right now. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
That was almost harmonized.
We're the wave, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It happens. It keeps happening. All over the UK. But
it's because we call it WAV, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I
don't get mad because I feel like if that's what you call it, then that's what it is to you.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Tomato.
No, seriously, I'll go.
No, never that. We love you in this outfit.
Thank you so much. You all look great as well. Everybody with an individual style as well.
Yeah.
Individual flex is very important.
We thought about being synchronized, but then...
Well, you're not like a boy/girl band. It's like a collective, isn't it?
Exactly. So we just keep our individuality.
We celebrate it.
Yeah. Although, you know, there's no harm in bringing in some of the boy/girl band moves, synchronized dancing, like not a problem.
We have a few.
I like that.
We have a few.
Literally, I'm here for it. So
it's fun.
Yes.
You know,
I'm living it from over here, literally. So you've been in the UK a couple of weeks.
Yes.
What have you been up to while you've been here?
Recording.
Making music.
Making
music. Okay. Yeah. Is this a good place to make music? What's London like to make music for you guys?
You know what? We've actually been making music up closer to Manchester. We have this little cottage. It's very much in the country because we're city folks, so we wanted to kind of get away.
There's sheep.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to see some of the UK that we probably wouldn't been able to see, but like it's been beautiful.
Cows? Oh, like animals.
Cows,
animals. Sheep gang.
Sheep. Different types of folks horses. Up there. Different yeah. types of folks
different
up there.
Different type of people, yeah.
Celtic, different accents.
Celtic tribes.
The air up there is incredible.
Yeah, you can breathe. It's
oh
weird.
Oh my God, it's phenomenal.
And then you realize that you've been breathing. Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is what air taste. Oh, okay.
This is
how I'm supposed to breathe.
And then it's like you breathe for the first time and it's like really deep and you're like, okay. So I've just been shallow breathing my entire life. Just
right.
And then you go to the country and you're like, oh.
Your lungs yeah. rejoice.
Especially coming from LA, because LA has a lot of
toxic
things.
Pollution.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pollution.
But it's like London, but it's kind of like less high buildings. So I guess the pollution is probably even more, well, maybe... But you cars are, it's like traffic and cars are really bad in LA.
So the pollution's visible.
Yeah.
You can
see
it
looming over.
Have you been to LA?
Yeah, only once.
Okay.
And I went to Taco Bell like 3 times.
Listen, hey, check this out. You
went
don't
to
go LA
and you went
to
Taco Bell.
I know.
You
this
go
is
eat
what,
real Mexican food.
I know. And I did do that one night. I went to a proper like hacienda type like you know place. And that Miley Cyrus' sister was there, so I knew it was legit.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go to Mexico and get Taco Bell, right?
No, I would, yeah. Basically, the thing is about Taco Bell is it was just an exciting idea to me that you could have, because we don't have any like takeaway Mexican here. It's like but also we don't really have enough Mexican restaurants at all, and Mexican's one of my favorite foods.
It's
so good.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's economical. Like there's like a lot of advantages to Mexican
food. I went to a vegan Mexican place in LA that was good. I didn't even know it was vegan until the end of the meal.
That's the best food.
Daniel just told us a story about that, like the Impossible Burger. Like
Dude, I was had that twice while I was there. Also, very boring eater. Apparently, just going to the same place over and over again.
Hit us up next time.
Yes, but the
I'll
reason.
Cook for you. How about that?
Oh my God, that would be so much better than any of the things I've just mentioned.
Tariq's a pretty good cook.
Oh,
yeah, he makes pretty good vegan food too.
Are you vegan?
No.
Trying,
but I'm the same. I touch the vegan world in a. That sounded weird.
I touch vegans.
I'm a touching vegan. I'm not touching any vegans.
You're
what?
Vegan.
Wow. Anyway,
where do we?
We're
go?
Learning so much about you. Such little
really
time.
When are you going back to Taco Bell? I mean, LA. Okay.
I can never go back to Taco Bell. My system won't allow that.
Yeah,
LA probably. I don't know.
We don't have a ticket yet.
So you're here for a minute.
Yeah, like keep us here.
Give us we're just riding. We're riding the wave.
Literally, I want you here to regenerate your lungs. Like, stay as long as you want, babe. Are you coming? Are you going to be in London or are you going to go back to the country?
We're going to probably be back and forth, but we're going back to the country. Make some more music.
So, yeah,
we drop the project tomorrow, so we're excited.
And how are you feeling ahead of the project? Like, what's the kind of what is the day before feeling like for you guys?
Excited. Excited. We're happy to be in the UK, man. And we're happy that our music has been so received so greatly over here, you know? So I'm just excited for people to hear it, personally.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to be out right now.
Complete would be the word I'd use.
Yeah.
It's
which is lovely because not everyone feels like that the day before.
It's like you work on something for so long and you hold it so close to your heart. And now I don't have to worry about it. There's no anxiety. It's coming to where it's supposed to go.
And I feel like right now in 2019, it's a real moment for collectives.
Yeah.
And people are really like into the idea of people being from different places, different backgrounds, different cultures, and kind of coming together and creating music that means something to all of them, especially in this kind of collective where you've all got different influences. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think that I think the world is kind of ready for like a more unified vision and all aspects of life, so music being one of that, you know. So it's like we all come from different backgrounds. I'm obviously a girl, so like a woman.
Really?
I'm a woman.
Okay. Oh wait, what?
I'm a woman.
What?
How did I get here?
We didn't notice.
But it's great to just have like all the different perspectives and the different backgrounds, and just put it into music. And
how is it being the only girl?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's great. They're also actually they're really great guys. They're really great guys.
Imagine if they weren't, and you were like, well, now I can say it.
Now
they're
I can say
dicks.
They're horrible. No, they're actually really good guys, and we were all friends, and we've lived together, and like we're just like a family. They're like my brothers. We fight like brothers and sisters. It's great.
You're like the Von Trapp family of music.
Yes. Von Trapp family.
Is that my phone?
Is that you, Greg?
Oh my God, Siri is just listening.
Do you see, they automatically wanted to blame me for some shit. You just went
you were holding the camera. No, it's that was weird, guys. That just recorded everything. Oh my God, we're gonna get.
You try to be unified and
get away from the windows, yeah. Like literally, that terrifies me. So, is it different when you're here in the UK? Obviously, I'm so sorry about the weather, by the way.
Oh, it's okay. We expected this.
No, we didn't though.
Really?
December was like super, and I'm in quotation marks, warm for us. And then all of a sudden, the world exploded, and now there was like a snow attack the other day in
really?
London. Dude,
I
like
snow actually.
You miss it
because we moved from to LA from New York.
Yeah, and New York is just as bad as here. Can I just say?
Well,
absolutely,
right
yeah, absolutely,
like
for sure.
Right now.
And in Christmas, like more so bad, like horrendous, like frostbite face situation.
Right
but I know what you mean. You miss the seasons because LA is just like
one long day.
LA has spoiled us though, for real. So this is good. This is good. I actually like the cold. It keeps me sharp.
Keeping you back, kicking you back into reality.
A little
like
bit, yeah.
Doesn't let you become like a crazy rock star.
LA
like,
person.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you feel that difference when you move from New York to LA? Because LA has a reputation for being a bit like what you just said, an LA person. You know, the music industry is very big there. It's booming right now, especially with songwriting.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, well, how did you feel moving from New York to LA?
Amazing.
It was a challenge at first, though. I think it, for me, at least, it was like, you know, we moved to LA kind of on a whim, like with no real plan.
Not kind of.
On a real whim. And there was no real plan. And so getting there, I think that LA is portrayed in one sort of kind of way. But when you get into the nitty gritty of it all, it's like very different. So it took me about like a year to
We got lucky, though, because we moved together. So if you weren't
friends.
Feeling, you know what I mean? Like you had your home base and, you know, your grounded foundation.
It's a lonely place, and when you've got pals with you, it changes the vibe.
It would have been much different if we moved.
I probably wouldn't still be there if I hadn't moved with these guys.
That's the one thing I noticed because I went there for kind of for work, but like also it was a chill situation.
Yeah.
I was on holiday, so I didn't feel that panic that I know a lot of Brits feel when they go over there for work, and it's like, I'm going to be working and do it, and then you don't, and then you end up chilling a bit and going to Taco Bell 8 times. It's like I was able to enjoy that, but I wonder the next time I went, if I just went without maybe any work organized, I would feel differently, you know.
The challenge of success is like it weighs on you if that's the only thing you're going for. Like, I have to succeed now because I moved to LA, and oh my God, if I fail,
I'll
look crazy. In reality,
you forget to just be a human.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And LA is expensive. Like, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to have you have to have a car. Like, or use Uber or some sort of transportation, like public transportation isn't that great. So,
no,
if you're like
not.
A struggling creative and you're moving with a limited budget, that's like something that you really have to like take into consideration.
You have to either become an Uber driver.
Yes.
Or
we've all done it.
Yeah. Like, it's
Betty
like.
We haven't done it.
No.
We did it.
That's what your next job is after you release.
Most likely.
Tell us about the release tomorrow. Like, what can you? I mean, it's only a day away. So, what can you? What can you kind of tell us about it that won't give too much away?
It's good.
It's good. That which nice. Is a great start.
We're really excited about it sonically and conceptually. It's called Make More Love, and it's about just that, spreading more love into the universe, making love the center of your life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we took inspiration from like the 90s, like 90s R&B. Oh. There's all different types of genres in the project.
You're going to love it.
But in terms of your music in general, like the vibe of it is quite soulful, but also I feel like genreless. And I think that comes from the fact that you are a collective and like the different elements that are involved and kind of what has come out of it. Do you feel like your different experiences have directly impacted this project?
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. If I were to use one word to describe our music, it's definitely kinetic. It's rhythmic. It's going to make you move. We have all types of influences. Like I grew up with R&B and hip hop. Gregory adds Afro beats flair to it. He's from Tanzania, you know. We embrace the unity in every track for sure.
Definitely.
I'm very excited. And also this one, What I Need is with Screamer.
Yes. He's
Screamer
in the other room.
I don't know why he's
Screamer,
in the room.
Pressure.
He was here.
He's from Birmingham, which is where I'm from.
What?
We were just there.
Well, my dad's from Birmingham, but I actually live just around the corner in a place called Stratford-upon-Avon.
Wait, that's where Shakespeare's from.
Me and Shakespeare are bros.
Shakespeare's from Stratford-upon-Avon, my G.
He is.
Yep, 100% he is.
Did you know that?
I didn't know
you
that.
Know?
Didn't.
We should go to the museum.
I only heard about it on a TV show.
Also, I need to talk about Daniel Sturridge.
Oh, yes.
Like, I didn't even know that he was into music. Like, that's so sick. You guys are signed to Dudley Road Records.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we love Daniel.
Crazy
man.
Story. He's amazing. He's
but also, he's a really good footballer as well.
Right.
That's pretty good. I heard he's good.
We've heard he's amazing.
Oh, he's really good. He's also super hot.
I heard that too.
He played in the England team, right? Basically, I don't know anything, and my girlfriend follows football quite a lot, and she was like, said his name more than once, so he obviously was good.
Either that
or really bad, I don't know.
No, he's really good. Yeah.
He's a champion.
Fun about Daniel, I was a big fan of a meme for a very long time.
That was him.
Oh, the dancing one?
No, it's the one where he says, "You're lying."
Oh.
I had no idea it was him. Then I knew him for like at least a year. Then I realized, oh my God, that's
You're
Daniel.
A meme. Which you were more excited about the fact that he was a meme than the fact that he was like a famous footballer.
Damn.
I was like, whatever.
I think you're more...
Memes, kids these days.
A meme is more important than anything these days. Like, literally, you could be famous from... You know that girl that's the oh my God girl?
Yeah.
She's like so famous and she's like, I did not ask for this.
That face is hilarious.
But I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Is she out here in the streets? Like, she's...
Yes.
She's pissed.
And people... She's livid.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
She's probably making some bread off that. She's got to be doing something.
No, you make no bread. Zero bread from being a meme.
Really?
Public domain, brother.
Yeah, because it's nothing to do with you. It's your
celebrity appearances? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Club walkthroughs?
And then just brand recognition. You know what I mean? Like,
she got to find some way.
You know, if you got to get yourself an agent.
So basically, trademark your face as quickly as possible.
Maybe we should talk to Daniel Sturridge about managing her.
But actually, one thing I want to say about Daniel is that he actually loves music, from his heart. And he's actually a true beyond a footballer. He's a true Renaissance man.
But that's what
music,
I mean. It's
fashion,
so sick.
We're lucky to have him on the team.
I'm just really excited also that he is an entrepreneur that's like, I'm going to make my passion. Because obviously his job is football, but maybe his passion is music, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
He has many passions.
Yeah. He has many passions.
He's a passionate man.
And he's believed in us since like the first time he saw us. And that's so amazing. He's amazing. He's honestly the best.
Well, the track's banging and we're going to play it in a little minute. I feel like I've got to let you go in a minute, which is the saddest thing ever. I just mean, I have to finish the show, which is a nightmare.
Well, you can hang out
after.
But I feel like I want to hang out with you guys forever. But also, I might come to LA at some point. So if you're there, I'd love to come and hang out.
Yeah, we'll take you out
to Taco Bell.
We'll take you
somewhere way better.
The thing is about Taco Bell is it is full of like strange people.
And me,
who's also strange.
And sometimes
several flavors of Mountain Dew.
Taco Bell needs to give you a check.
Oh my God. Yeah. Seriously.
We're putting it out there. Manifest. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the project tomorrow. I'm so excited for you. This track is also very banging.
Thank you.
So if it's anything to do with, you know, if it's any sign of what the rest of the project's going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
Do you want to introduce what I need for me, guys? I don't know how a four-piece.
Get him, Greg. Yo, so this is what happened. I woke up. I went over to the computer screen. I took a selfie and then I was like, you know what, let me make some melodies. So I started singing this idea, and then what ended up happening is this even what you asked for?
Yes, this is what I want.
Introduce the track.
This is what I want.
Oh yeah.
Keep going. Your voice all sounds wonderful. I'm like in a dream world.
I love this compression that you have on this mic. It's amazing.
It's a nice plug-in.
Yeah, it's great. So I started laying down this melody. I tried to create a beat around it, but my software was like not working with me. And so Kelly was like, "Don't give up on that beat." I was like, "No, this beat, it's
over." You can
over.
Say fuck.
Well, fuck this beat, man. It's over. It's wrong. And she still believed in it. And while I was sleeping, right, she goes in my computer, and I didn't know she even knew how to use this shit. She like bounced out all the files perfectly and like
sent them to Screamo.
And then you can finish.
And I was like, create a beat. Can you create a beat around this melody? Like, it was just a simple vocal. And he was like, yeah, let me see what I can do. And that became what
then,
I need.
And then hit record.
And then it literally... became this, and then the guys got on, and I got on, and then that's
and
what
here
I
we
need.
Are. Could have been a super creepy situation of her going through your laptop, but it turned out to be the best situation ever.
No, I delete my history daily.
Yeah, I was going to say, close a couple of tabs.
Exactly.
Close a couple of tabs before you go to bed.
Right.
Well, this is sick. Make More Love EP is out tomorrow.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear it.
Please follow us. Follow us, The Wave, Instagram,
T-H-E,
Twitter.
Full stop, WAV, I repeat, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, whatever.
Yeah.
T-H-E,
yeah.
Full stop, WAV.
And if you're looking us up on Spotify, it's the exact same thing. No E at the end.
T-H-E, full stop, W-A-V.
I love full stop.
Full stop.
Full stop. Full stop.
What I need.
You know exactly what I need from you. I know exactly what I need to do. Take time and yeah, I gotta follow through. Can't deny the truth. Hey, baby, shokoro, shokoro. One for me, 49 to 5. Your spirit makes me come alive. Pray up, God, can you holler back? Hey, hey, put it on you with a passion. I ain't telling, girl, I'm asking. Girl, I'm in love with your assets. Know your last name got an accent. Lately, baby, you've been absent. Shit got me feeling no way. Damn, why am I feeling this way? Guess I've been lonely since you've been away. Guess I've been rolling up too many trees. Drive to the beach so I can feel the breeze. California got me feeling at peace. Feeling like I could start a family. Girl, I can show you what I need from you. Trust that I know what I need to do. I can make your dreams all come true. Know I got that green girl. You know exactly what I need from you. I know exactly what I need to do. Take time and yeah, I gotta follow through. Can't deny the truth, hey. Baby, shokoro, shokoro. One for me, 49 to 5. Your spirit makes me come alive. Pray up, God, can you holler back, hey.
You can stack $100 million on the table. Still wouldn't equate to. My baby willing and able. Shark a lot to the ankles. I need a lover like hip hop. Told my old joint she could kick rocks. I'm on the hills like a flip flop. Make a nigga go short like a pit stop. Slow up my speed, you know what I need. I feel like I'm high. I don't blow no weed. I watch her walk by. Whenever she leaves, and she stole my heart. That girl is a thief. Body like she's just a masterpiece. I don't wanna
play, baby. What I need from you. I know exactly what I need to do. Take time and yeah, I gotta follow through. Can't deny the truth. Hey, baby, shokoro, shokoro. One for me, 49 to 5. Your spirit makes me come alive. Pray up, God, can you holler back?
I need the wave featuring Screamer. Boom! Hani are here! Yeah. Hi guys! Hey. How are you?
Very good, how are you?
Very, very well. Lovely to have you with me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you guys. In fact, you just dropped a track, Drama, with it's coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
With Isaiah Dreads.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Who we've had on the show. He's a lovely boy.
Yeah,
he's
I typical. Agree.
He's really nice. How long have you guys, because I saw you've done a video with him and stuff before, so how long have you actually been working together?
A couple of months.
Yeah, we probably met him a couple of months ago.
Yeah, and then we just like kind of just hit it off and started jamming loads. And then he started singing our track, which is great.
Which is great, because I think when you meet someone like that and it's like it works, it's like there's no reason not to kind of do it again.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Make it work. He's a very talented guy. Does a lot, spits a lot of like freestyles on it, on Twitter and stuff. I really like them. So you guys started originally uploading covers on YouTube, but how did you actually get together?
We were housemates.
Yeah, we met at uni. On the first day of uni.
So did you just start singing at each other one day and you were like, oh, this is good?
we wouldn't have been like, oh, this is good if we started singing at each other. No.
More like playing.
More like playing, yeah.
Yeah, but you're a multi-instrumentalist though. Like, from all your videos, I've seen the like breakdown of what you do is sick. Because a lot of, I think YouTube was kind of missing that. Well, a lot of what I see is like people just singing covers of songs, whereas you were kind of like breaking it down and using basically instruments that I don't know the names of. But actually playing, which is a lot of people play, sing to backing track and whatever. Did you kind of know that stuff already? You trained in music? Was that, what was the vibe? How did you kind of discover that was what you wanted to?
Yeah, we're both like musicians. That's literally what we do. And like we'd played instruments from young. Didn't really make sense for us to start singing.
Yeah, like, no, stick we just to always played, I think.
But can you sing?
A little bit. No, we're not singers.
No,
but you sing a little bit.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Just a touch.
Yeah. Just a touch.
Yeah. Enough to write songs and put demos down.
Yeah, because it's funny because you have to sing them yourself first, don't you?
Yeah.
It's weird because a lot of like songwriting, I hear like songs before they're made, and it's like, oh, who's that singing it? It's just like a songwriter from.
A lot
of songwriters have nice little but a lot of them don't want to be.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of songwriters have like the best voices ever. Like amazing voices.
Like Sarah Ahrens is one who's in it.
Yeah,
she's a major babe.
Like, mental.
And she doesn't like to be on the tracks usually. But she does like a couple for other Australian artists like Peking Duck and stuff. She's let them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
She's let them do it.
Yeah.
She's a total babe. She's a total babe.
Cool.
Did you always, do you kind of know about other musicians as well? Because now, as in, not musicians, sorry, songwriters, because it's now getting really kind of popular that we're fangirling songwriters, not just the musicians.
Sure. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, I think it's so great. I think it's awesome. Amazing. Because now finally the people behind the scenes kind of, you know, get talked about and come to the light, which is super cool.
Yeah, I think the Spotify credits have been a big part of that as well.
100%, because also there's that website that you can Google a song and then you find it. Because I find it so interesting when I go through a track and I'm working, I want to know who's written it.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Because it's always so interesting to be like, oh, so that guy who writes with Ed Sheeran all the time, he wrote this and he wrote... And it kind of helps you link all the tracks together, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think it's awesome. I got it on this all the time. It's great.
So tell me about 2019. It's kicked off. It's exciting. You're about to drop Drama tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling ahead of it? Because we're going to play it. We're going to play it today, which is exciting.
Sweet. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Are we meant to be playing it? That's a good question.
You can play it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
100%. Exclusive.
Yes.
How are you feeling ahead of it? It's six songs.
Thank you.
Yeah, super fun. I'm just excited to get it out, to be honest.
Same. Super excited. It's just been so much fun writing it and producing it, and it's super collaborative, so I think it's cool.
And is there any artist this year, like it's a new year, new year, new me. Is there anyone that you want to like, you're like, we really want to work with this artist at some point this year?
There's so many artists that I want to work with this year.
But like someone, like this is not representative of everyone you want to work with, but just give me like some names of like up and comers maybe that you've noticed.
Burlo?
Yeah, or El Divine would be cool.
Yeah,
Caitlin Scarlett. Actually, we've worked with these guys, but they haven't. We would love to feature them on some of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that must be weird when you're working with. Because you work with people on their own music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
But what if you want them on your music? Is that kind of a good leeway to be like, oh, hey, by the way?
Yeah, totally. Like, it's just relationships. Like, if you build up, if you get on with someone, normally you just you can work it out.
You vibe it.
Yeah,
and I also saw on your Instagram, festivals. We're taking on the festivals this year. You were like, we're going to be playing them.
Hopefully.
This is the vibe, though.
Up, huh? Yeah.
No, but I think you've got to put it out there.
Yeah,
like, totally. That's the next step.
Absolutely.
Totally. We actually, like, we've been rehearsing for the past weeks, like, all the time. So it's cool. We've got a couple of gigs coming up.
Do you think you'd do a Clean Bandit style thing where you'd have guest performers on stage?
Yeah,
exactly how it's going to work.
For the festivals. Sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's a kind of really beautiful way, I think, as well, of people finding out about singers, because obviously look at like Rudimental Disclosure and all those guys who have, you know, Anne Marie before Anne Marie was Anne Marie, mm-hmm. and like that kind of thing. It's kind of nice for us to see the showcase of who you bring.
For sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's actually exactly what we're doing. So we've got a bunch of different singers and we kind of switch and swap.
No, but I prefer what you said. Let's keep it up.
And swatch.
Swip and swatch, yeah. I'm there for it.
A lot of different shows, which is cool because it's kind of like who's available, who's free, who's up for it, who's around, and then see what's going to happen. So it's
and all adding different energies.
Exactly. Totally. Everyone has a different voice. Yeah. One girl is a sick rapper. The other one is like amazing at harmonies. You know, it's just like cool to have different voices and different energy on stage and they're all dope.
Well, I'm putting all the energy into you guys playing festivals because I think it would be beautiful to see. Also, more girls playing musical instruments on stage, the better.
I agree.
And I think this will be an interesting year because last year there was a lot of highlights of lack of female performance on UK stages, which was interesting because I think that tends to mean that this year will be more heavily female-based, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hey, guys, we're available.
Yeah. What's the dream festival?
Oh, I want to play Coachella.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be sick. Coachella's quite soon, isn't it, though? It always shocks me. I'm like, wait, it's not
too soon.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I can't party that hard. It's not warm enough yet.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree.
Yeah, so I think this year we're going to have to give Coachella a
list. No, maybe never say never.
Never say never.
Maybe like next week?
Is it? No, that's South by Southwest is the one that's really soon.
Okay, yeah. We might have to give this one.
But another good one would be like Field Day, because Field Day is a good one for like, they have such a range of artists. Also great headliners this year. They've got Georgia Smith and Skepta. Yeah, sick headliners. But local ones like that are really great.
It's actually because like we literally live like 5 minutes from there as well.
Well, perfect.
So we're gonna be there.
Yeah. It's like, listen guys, hire us because we won't need a cab.
Yeah, exactly.
We can walk.
Not sure about the gear, but we can.
Yeah. Don't tell them about that. Yeah. So what's coming up over the next few weeks after you've dropped Drama tomorrow?
Okay, so gigs. We've got a couple of gigs in, a couple of support slots as well, which is cool.
Sick. Tell me everything.
So there's a couple in February, which is just kind of like in the area, and then we're supporting Ruben Gray in
26th of March
at the Camden Assembly.
Well done. Cool. Well done on the date knowledge there.
Oh yeah.
No worries, you know, you can ask us anything.
It's all up there.
So a couple of cool stuff coming up.
More songs.
Yeah, we literally four weeks after Drama is the next one, and then a month later is the next one. So we've got a bunch coming up, which is super exciting.
And you've got quite a lot of like dedicated fans from what I was looking on your social media, who are like, it's kind of hard when you have that level of, it's great, but it's like you have to keep dropping music.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Like, you can tell when you don't release a song for like 6 or more weeks, just things start to kind of slow down a
bit. They get grumbly. They're come on.
So when's the next Hanny singer coming out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Hanny is very cute, by the way, the name.
Oh, thanks.
I literally, and I was like, oh, because usually I do ask about the name, and I was like, don't, you know what the name is. Why is it Hanny? You know why. But that's like, it's nice because it's kind of like, it's just you two and it's there and it's like a cute...
Yeah.
Well, so the thing was that all our friends always just used to call us that. Even before we started like making music together. Yeah.
It was very natural.
It was very natural because we lived together and we were kind of just best friends from day one. So everyone just called us Hanny. And then that was the most natural thing to come up with a band name.
Yeah.
Do you always get on well or do you ever like fall out with each other?
We're like sisters, let's put it that way.
Oh yeah, so that's good. Most of the time, it's like anger, but you can get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know that we're always going to be friends, so you can have a bit of a fight and then it's fine.
There are zero boundaries with us now, though. It's like, it's been too long.
That's good, though.
Yeah, I guess it's good.
And it's kind of like, no, it is, because otherwise it would be pent-up aggression that then gets released in 10 years when you want to do like a... reunion, our greatest hits tour. It's like 20 years later and you hate each other.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But you're getting it all out now.
Oh, yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Should we play? I think I'd like to play the exclusive Drama because it's nearly time for the end of the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a great start to the year as well, guys.
Thank you.
Cool. And Isaiah's awesome, so I look forward to hearing more. Hopefully you guys will do some more with him.
Definitely.
Also, take him on tour. He'd be great.
Oh, we 100%. Definitely want to.
So sick.
We'll take
them. That would be so much fun.
Thank you so much for coming in, girls. You're lovely.
Thanks for having
us. Lovely to have you here.
Yeah.
And you guys are still living together, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you live? In London?
East London.
Yeah, East London.
Oh, yeah, don't tell everyone. Shoreditch, they'll all be outside your house.
No.
Well, that's a sick area as well. Are you playing somewhere near there? Just wondering if...
Yeah, literally, close.
Where?
A minute down the hall. Hoxton Square Bar and Kitchen.
Oh, sick venue. So everyone can go and check you out there when?
Yes. Beginning of March.
Perfect. So they can check you out on the socials, Hanny Music and Hanny Plays on Instagram.
Yes.
And do you want to introduce Drama for me?
Yes. So this is Drama, our new single, which comes out tomorrow. Everyone check it out, and I hope you enjoy.
She looks a little like the girl that you told me not to worry about. Told me not to worry about. Now you know you're letting me down. Oh, did I get what I deserve? 'Cause karma keeps coming around. Karma keeps coming around. I'm not trying to figure it out now.
I wish I never told ya. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 'Cause it ain't like that. Drama, drama, lover. You're bad for the other. Yeah, it's drama that you love her. You're perfect for each other. Won't you keep it to yourself? You're bad for my health. When I said go to hell, I didn't think you'd come back with somebody else. To breathe, and I was always crossing the line. I was always crossing the line, but you can go wherever you like. Oh, yeah, I try to keep the peace, but all you do is put up a fight. All you do is put up a fight. Yeah, you do it every night. Oh, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. I wish I never told ya. Ooh, 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 that hurts so bad. Drama, drama, lover, you're bad. To finish what I started with you, and then you started something new. There's no heart within you, so look at them, look at now. No buts, no ifs. Next time I see you out, no hugs, no kiss. Don't ask me how I've been, don't tell me what you miss. And it may sound rude, but I say it how it is. I'm just trying to turn the dark into the light. I'm just trying to turn the wrong into the right. I'm just trying to cut through and cut ties. I guess I shouldn't ask, but I hope you're doing fine, 'cause I'm still here. Yeah. I still care. Yeah. You know that I still got a heart, I'm sincere. You know that you still play a part up in my mind, but anytime you come in my life, I feel fear, 'cause you're drama. Drama, drama, lover. You're bad for the other guys. Drama that you love her. You're perfect for each other. Won't you keep it to yourself? You're bad for my health. When I said go to hell, I didn't think you'd come back with somebody else.
Exclusive Hanny Drama featuring Hikari and Isaiah Dreads. Banging tune. That's out tomorrow, so make sure you go and download it, stream it, all of the above. Thanks so much to all of our guests today, Deus, Baby, Charlotte OC, The Wave, and Hanny. It's been a really fun, lovely day, and we're going to finish off with a bit of. Champion. Today's champion means a lot to me, a band that I have known very well for a long time and have been hearing their music for ages, and I'm a huge fan. It's Ritual have dropped their brand new track with Tuva Sterker, Love Me Back. Back a little while ago, we had Tuva Sterker in, and she was talking about her collabs and how much she loved collaborations. Let's have a little clip.
I would never get anything done if I was just doing it by myself, because I, like, there's so much self-doubt. I need to, like, to me, the collaboration is such a big part of the creative process. I need to bounce everything off another person because I don't even know what I'm thinking if I don't. And that's just the way I work. And I
love Tove. We love her. Get her back in here right now. So this track is massive. It comes from Dreamers Never Learn, which is a project that they're going to be dropping, not for a while yet, but they're going to keep dropping singles with a lot of amazing, incredible features. The band consists of Tommy Baxter, Gerard O'Connell and Adam Midgley. You might know them a little bit because they actually developed and discovered Dua Lipa. They wrote her song Hotter Than Hell. They've worked with the likes of Grace Carter, Little Mix, loads of amazing, incredible musicians. They've dropped an EP quite low-key on their own before, but this is their sort of, they've said about it that they found themselves with this record. And this track was actually recorded in Psalm in LA, the very, very famous sort of recording studio that actually burnt down during the fires very recently. So it's a very emotional track that means a lot to them. They wrote it with their good friend Emily Warren. Please go and check out Ritual. They are at Ritual Music on all social media. This is their track Love Me Back, the first of many incredible bangers to come. Thanks for listening. This has been FUBAR Radio with me, Harriet Rose, leaving you with Love Me Back, Ritual and Two of a Sturka.
I remember the light, reflect off your eyes when you said you want me. I saw this all play out. I should have stopped, we should have talked. You should have left me, and I shouldn't say this now.
I say I'm not wasted on you. I can still lie when it's true. It's all in the timing. All we do is talking, but we see nothing now. If you're not walking away, if you're not feeling the same, I know what you're gonna say. So please don't
love me back, love me back, no. Love me back, love me back. Love me back, love me back, no. Love me back, love me back.
So please don't
love me back, love me back, no. Love me back, love me back. Love me back, love me back, no. Love me back, love me back.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.